Yeah, I'm calling from Mr. Getz's office. It's Janet.
Who is this?
I just called about 2 minutes ago, and he told me to call back.
Who is this?
Oh, man,
are
you gonna play with me?
Who is this?
Janet.
Okay, listen. Mr. Getzoff just went to the store, okay? You don't have to be nasty.
No, no, yo, look, I'm not being nasty with you, okay?
I mean,
I had a 10-minute conversation with this man who's playing with me, and I don't think it's funny.
Well, who is
okay?
Ma'am, you didn't call here. I've been here.
Oh, I'm... Is this 7-9-3-0?
Yes, it is.
Well, I did just call there, and I just spoke to some man named Kiffle, and he gave me a hard time, okay?
Oh, Mr. Kissel? Yes, he actually is a super of the building. He takes care of the building.
Okay, I'm calling from Moonlight Nate Production. I told him I just wanted to get the address over there so I could send over a compilation tape. It is not a difficult thing. I don't mean to get attitudinal with you, okay?
Listen.
But I don't know what this man told me. Okay?
I just sent the little fucker out to the store for me, okay? We had a fight last night, too. Things don't go easy for
everybody. I just want to talk to Mr.
I just slapped him right in the face.
Now you got another person on the phone.
Who's this?
Playing with me, too.
Who's this?
My name is Janet Ryan. I told you that, and I told your friend that, and I told Mr. Kissel that, and I'm going to tell another person that, too.
Mr. Kissel,
I told another person on the phone, I'm going to tell that, too. I tell you 10 times throughout the day, okay?
Mr. Kissel is not my friend. He's a super.
Look, Mr. Getzoff is a super of the building?
Mr. Getzoff is not the super, no.
Look,
Mr. Kissel is the super. I mean, if you keep raising your... I'll slap your face with this.
No, you won't. No, you will not slap my face, because I'm going to come over here and slap your face, too.
Yeah, but you're not... That's not nice the way you're speaking to me.
I get a run around from all you people, and you know what? I'm not going to sing with you, or for Mr. Getzoff, if you keep on doing that shit.
Listen, I'm his roommate. That's all I know.
Okay, could I get your address, please, so I could just send out this tape already?
It's 6 West East Street. You knew that. He told you that, so don't stop making...
No, he did not tell me that, because if he had told me that, I would not be calling you back right now.
Well, he said he...
Because I don't have other things to do with my time to call you people back 5 times a day.
Well, he told me that he gave it to you a
dozen times. I don't care what he told you, okay?
And he said you lose it all the time. You're losing it.
Listen, baby, I don't lose it, okay? I have a business, okay? And I don't have time for you people with your attitude. Now give me the zip code there, please, and the apartment number.
The zip code? Oh, my God, I don't know it. Hold on. Let me see.
Listen, baby, I don't mean to get out with you, but I don't want
to... Okay, the zip code is 11234.
Is there an apartment number there?
The apartment is 3A.
3A, all right. Well, I'm going to send this tape out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's crazy, you know. I just sent him out. He's a fucking douchebag. I slapped him silly last night. But he said he gave it to you so many times and that you just lose it, everything. You lost it.
Who said what?
Mr. Getzoff said that he gave you the address 1 billion times and you keep losing shit.
If the man had given me the address, I would have sent the tape to him and he would have gotten the tape about 1 week ago, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
you're being very, very vibracious with me.
I'm being what?
I didn't, you know, I'm not asking for this viciousness, you know?
And I'm not asking for 10 different people to pick up the phone, okay?
But,
I call his office, I get this man. Then this man tell me to call that man. Then that man tell me to call this man, okay? I have it with you people.
But the vibe I'm getting is very deceitful.
The vibe is bullshit, okay? You're gonna just tell the man he's gonna get the tape. And you know what? The man is lucky if I'm gonna sing for him at this point.
Well, Mr. Kissel can book you on the Howard Stern show.
You know what? Fuck that man.
You don't like Mr.
Kissel? No, I don't like either of them, and you know what? I don't like you.
What the hell did I do to you?
You're giving me attitude like that other man.
Mr. Kissel can book you on the Howard Stern show. I mean, that's publicity. Is that what you're... I mean, that's...
Listen to me, people, okay? I do not like Howard Stern, okay? Or that Robin bitch that he works with, okay? The Oreo cookie blind bitch, okay?
Wow, that's... I mean, I don't understand you. I mean,
you don't need to understand me. You know why? Because you don't understand. You do not understand, and you don't need to understand. The only thing you have to understand is that you gave me the address. I have the address written down now. I don't care what Mr. Getzoff told you. He did not give me the address. And you people playing with me, and it ain't funny.
No, well, Howard could lighten the mood for you. He could make you dance and things like that. He could make
Look, baby, when I'm on stage and I dance, it's good, okay? I don't need a white man with the hair and the fucking bullshit to make me dance, okay? I'm not Uncle Tom bullshit. You trying to tell me how to do my job now?
Okay, but if you pull this attitude with Howard, he'll...
No, I'm not pulling any attitude with Howard, because I don't care about Howard. I want to meet the man.
He will slap you all over the place.
No, babe. No. Nobody's slapping me, okay?
Well,
I'll come over there and smack your ass first.
Well, he'll slap you all over
the... No, he'll slap me.
Howard, you don't know him.
I got the address, okay? I don't have time for this bullshit.
Okay, I'm just saying, if we put you on...
I don't have time for the bullshit, okay?
If we put you on Stern and you get like this...
I don't have time for the bullshit.
Well, do you... Okay, then you don't...
I don't care about this fucking Howard Stern.
Well, we can put you on the show.
I don't care, bitch. I don't care.
Well, he will slap you crazy if you come off
this way. Okay, you know I'm going to hang up now, too.
He'll boot you. He'll boot you.
You tell you, Mr. Fake Kissel, to suck my balls, okay?
Mr. Kissel what?
He could suck my balls, okay?
See, that's not nice.
No, it's nice, okay? It's very nice.
Why are you so hostile?
Okay, I'm gonna go now. I got the... You tell Mr. Getzoff, wherever he is, I'm gonna send the tape to him, and I'm very much looking forward to talking to him with working out some kind of a, you know, business agreement.
Mr. Getzoff is a big fat ass. You put me in this predicament, I'm answering the phones to that fat bastard.
Okay, babe. I'm gonna go now. I have the address. You just tell him I'm gonna send him the tape, okay? Because I don't have time for this. I gotta go.
Okay, sweetheart.